Want your most burning finance and investing questions answered? Here's a podcast you should be listening to, courtesy of Acast Recommends.
Are you ready for some personality in your personal finances? Hi, I'm Janice Torres Rodriguez, Latina money expert and host of the award-winning podcast, Yo Quiero Dinero. On this show, we're serving up POC-friendly personal finance knowledge, always with a side of sass. We're not talking about avocado toast and lattes on this show. We've got real, relatable personal finance knowledge that makes you feel seen, heard, and finally understood. Consider me your super cool, slightly risque, but always honest financial fairy godmother. Together, we'll tackle dinero in a fresh new way so you can finally become poderosa with your dinero. Check out our weekly podcast episodes at YoQuieroDineroPodcast.com or subscribe wherever you listen to podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.
Sans Pants Radio,
Australia's most five-thumbed podcast network.
Hey, you handsomes. Were you a fan of our playthrough of the 1986 tabletop RPG Dinosaur Park, but wanted to hear how Adam and Cass would handle the official yet rarely referenced expansion, Dinosaur Park 2, Dinosaur Land? Then do we have great news for you. Dinosaur Land is coming to SansPantsPlus.com on January 1st, 2020. All you have to do is sign up to SansPantsPlus.com at any level from now until January 31st and you'll get access to the complete playthrough New Year's Morn. Get in quick because come February, it'll only be available to SansPants Kings. So just head to SansPantsPlus.com today and sign up so you can enter the new year listening to the terrible atrocities that Adam and Cass unleash onto an unsuspecting dinosaur land.
Hey everybody, and welcome to this week's episode of Plumbing the Death Star, where we ask important questions like, why do vampires and werewolves hate each other and everything?
I reckon the answer is pretty simple.
I'm excited for this answer.
Okay, cool.
Hey, this could be the 5-minute episode we've always dreamed of doing.
We've always wanted.
Everyone's hearing this and then looking at the timer and being like, this didn't go for 5 minutes. Joel Dusha was...
He's wrong.
Wow, someone said something and it was incorrect. I'm definitely listening to Plumbing the Death Star.
Because wolves hate bats. So... just checks out.
I'd like to retract my statement.
Hey, I'm like, oh yeah, excuse me?
Do you want me to reintroduce this? When we ask the important questions, just like, why do bats hate wolves?
Yeah.
Wait, why?
Well, because they're basically the opposite animal.
Excuse me?
What?
Hey! This is how it feels when I say just insane things with confidence. Yes, Jackson. Opposite animals.
Yes. They're like the polar opposite of each other. I mean, they're both mammals. But one is like a flying, tiny, winged, really have legs in any sense of the word. Yeah.
Saying flying and winged is cheating as two things.
Also, so a werewolf
is. Name one thing that flies that doesn't have wings.
Nerf balls that you throw. Blimps.
It's got you there.
Blimps fly. Blimps fly or float.
Yeah.
Nerf object. Anything you have just
glide.
Anything you have thrown.
Ah, sugar gliders have wings, don't fly.
That's true. They glide. Kiwi has wings, doesn't fly.
Makes you think.
Thank you for answering something that I didn't ask. Because the question, if you remember, was...
Okay, hey, also...
I answered it with blimps, yeah?
Wolf and bat, right? Okay, yeah. So werewolves turn into either sometimes a big wolf or a half wolf, half man. Mm. Vampires have fangs, suck blood, and on occasion, but not always...
Cloud of bats. Yeah.
So... you've taken, as Jackson has famously claimed, two animals of the opposite spectrums, and then making them werewolves and vampires actually brings them together.
Wow.
Because that bridges the gap, because you then add human in the middle.
Yeah. Are you saying there's a Venn diagram of bat and wolf?
No, because that would be insane. I'm following your... You know what?
Your
sure.
logic. Yeah,
I'm not saying that, but you are. Yes.
Yeah, I suppose.
So now you're saying they don't hate each other.
Well, no, they do hate each other because they're at the opposite end of the spectrum.
Hey, where do fish fit into this?
They don't.
Surely it's a Venn diagram. It's just wolf, bat, human.
Oh,
in the middle.
No, you could fit fish in there for mermaids, actually, to be fair.
Why would you do that? Even talking about?
All right, no. Where do mummies fit?
Mummies don't fit into that. They're not an animal-based monster.
Okay, Godzilla?
Well, he's sort of his own thing.
So he's in a circle off to the what right somewhere.
What is even happening?
Lizard's good. Lizard man, I suppose.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
So you're just trying to find...
Crabs?
There's no crab man.
Sorry. There are crab men.
Well, if there's crab men, then yeah, I suppose. I suppose there's crab people.
What about dog man? Where do they fall in?
They would fall in.
Werewolves. Dog men are werewolves.
No, but like...
It's just a rude thing to call a werewolf.
No. Like where, like say, a werewolf looks like a wolf. This one looks like a Labrador.
Okay, like a little chihuahua.
Yeah.
That would probably fit in the Venn diagram so that it crossed over with wolf and man. Anyway, that's my theory.
Okay.
Strong start.
Apart from that, insanity.
Maybe this 5-minute episode is true. Maybe we'll just end it there.
Bad note.
Wow.
I hope someone draws...
I don't even know where to start.
I hope someone draws that Venn diagram. That would be good to see.
I watched Twilight yesterday, so yeah. I was pretty confident that I had a rain. Like, I was like, I've got this.
Yeah.
I got this episode under control. No.
No.
Then it opens with that absolute madness.
All right, I reckon.
I'm debased.
So there's a couple of reasons I would put forward.
Yeah, okay.
Why a vampire hates a werewolf or why a werewolf hates a vampire. I think mostly the hate is on the werewolf side.
Okay.
Because I think that for a vampire, a werewolf is beneath them.
Oh, okay.
Because a vampire is an arrogant piece of shit.
Yeah.
Kind of like how we hate ants, and ants don't know we exist.
What is happening?
Oh, no. How did this topic bring out the most insane statements from each of us?
Where do I start with that? So ants are werewolves and vampires are humans. Werewolves.
I'm so stuck on we hate ants. Said so casually, so normally. We know we hate ants.
And they just don't know we exist.
Neither statement is true.
So.
Yes.
Uh-huh.
So we're generally vampires are always seen enslaving werewolves.
If I'd have said what you just said, I then wouldn't. That's not where I restart my statement.
Are you
saying
okay. We enslave ants?
No.
Okay.
Werewolves, they're like, right, we're enslaved by the vampires, we hate that, right?
Yeah.
Because vampires just use werewolves as dogs.
Okay.
And kind of like shock troops and that kind of jazz.
Uh-huh.
Also, werewolves generally are very naturistic. They like they're very shamans, shamans.
This is getting so far away from the ants and humans thing that it's making that statement in hindsight seem even crazier.
They're very shamans, yeah. And then the thing you corrected was shaman.
They
are
no.
That sentence. They're very shamanistic.
Shamanistic? Shamanistic?
They're very doctor. That's what you just said.
They're very close with nature.
Yes, okay. They're a very nature-based monster.
Very nature-based monster. A lot
in
of the
touch
times,
with the environment.
Yeah. And a lot of them, they're
you're saying vampires aren't?
No, because they're...
Vampires live in castles, werewolves live in the woods.
No.
That's true.
Well, yes, that's also why.
Oh, no. Are you about to claim that castles are the natural enemy of the woods?
He might not be, but I am.
Yeah, in a way, though, they are.
Yeah, when you think about it.
Actually, no. Technically, a castle would be the natural enemy of ground.
The ground hates castles doesn't know the ground exists.
Well, the house would be the enemy of woods.
No, a castle would be the enemy of woods.
No, because a house, a wooden house, is made of the woods.
Yeah, but you can make a castle out of wood.
No, you can't. It's going to be made out of rocks.
Not all the time. You can make a wooden
castle. Find me a wooden castle.
I would call a wooden castle a fortress.
I would call that a house. Fort? A big house.
You could make, and you would not just use just stone making a castle.
Yeah, but you would mostly use stone. Anyway, so it's your argument.
But werewolves are like very much in tune with nature.
They are nature based.
Yes, and so vampire, undead, an abomination.
Okay,
generally going against the natural order of things.
So you're saying that's
because when you die, you should stay dead, whereas a vampire, not.
Is it kind of a dog sniff situation? Like the werewolf smells the vampire, and the vampire smells wrong, and the werewolf's like,
oh,
no good. Oh.
Actually, no, this is fucking easy.
Yeah.
We're dumb as shit.
Yeah.
Think about it. Think about a dog with a bone.
Okay. I'm there.
So they think about...
You No.
How dare you? How dare you just extend your hands like you'd solved it?
So that didn't get captured in audio medium, but he said, imagine a dog with a bone, then leaned back and shrugged as if to be like, did it.
I can solve this riddle, fuckwits. So imagine a dog with a bone, right?
Okay.
He's like sniffing it, chewing it. It's a dead thing that he likes to chew on. And what is a vampire?
A dead
thing with a lot of bones in there. Well, they just want to chew on the bone.
Why do dogs like bones?
Because they taste good, good for their teeth.
Yeah.
Yes, and also...
Yeah.
You just have meat on them.
That's true.
Like meat.
And a vampire got meat.
But vampires also have no blood.
But you're saying, that's like, imagine there was a cake people that existed.
Done.
Okay.
Would you hate them?
Yeah, would you hate them or love them because they were made of delicious cake?
If someone smells like a dish you love,
yeah.
You don't despise them.
Well, again, are we assuming a werewolf hates them when all they want to do is eat their tasty bones?
So your argument...
You are. We're not.
Your argument...
Nice try. You know that insane thing I just said? Why do you believe that? Huh? That's crazy.
You're insane. Okay, well, what? Uh-huh. Okay, well, it's also crazy that you brought up that vampires enslave the werewolves and then decided that wasn't the reason and found a brand new...
Because that's not always happening.
Okay, so... In pop culture that I'm aware of,
sure.
In Underworld...
Yeah, Underworld... True Blood.
Yep. So those things, that is the answer.
Yeah.
So in the first Twilight film, it's only explored briefly. And that is the only one I'm relating to because I watched it literally yesterday and cannot remember any of the other ones.
That's fair.
Uh-huh.
In that, it seems that the Cullens and the
werewolf
family.
Yeah. Well, look us out. Jacob.
No, so his name is Jacob Black, but that's not their name.
Okay. I don't know. The Wolf Boys.
His name is Jacob Black?
Yeah.
And he turns to a black wolf, yeah?
The Gene Short Brethren, yes.
Yes.
Uh-huh.
So those clans hate each other because they were hunting in the same forest, I think.
Okay. Wait, no. I'm like, I thought I remember a bit of Twilight. Then I was like, is that Twilight or is that something else?
Try me. It might jog my memory.
Yeah.
I haven't.
So someone comes to America...
Okay.
And they're like, we're the werewolves in charge of this.
I don't know.
This sounds more like Underworld.
And then there's a vampire. It's like ancient times.
I feel like you're remembering a comic book or a novel. This is not Twilight.
Or is this World of Darkness and something Adam made up?
Maybe.
Mm.
Well, something with the Twilight thing.
Yeah.
Is that a vampire and a werewolf, so are they fighting over eating humans?
I think the difference with the Cullens and the clan, whose name I forget, is that the Cullens, the werewolves are like, you're killing people in our tribe.
And then the Cullens were like, no, we don't.
So werewolves hate vampires because vampires kill people?
Well, yeah, because werewolves don't necessarily kill or eat people.
No, they usually kill or eat meat.
Yeah.
Well, I almost said dogs, but no, you went to dogs as well. Deer was the word.
But vampires eat people and the werewolves are people.
Yeah.
Is that the difference?
I think in Twilight that is the situation, but then the Cullens and they just agree not to be around each other, but I don't know why.
Shapeshifted?
I think it's a city mouse... Country mouse situation. Okay.
Of course. Of course it is.
Vampires are these city slickers. They're refined, they're cultured, they're charismatic, and the werewolf, he's feral, he's wild, he's rowdy. So they're kind of just personality bases aren't going to get along, and I think that's just blossomed into a species-wide rivalry.
The easy way to tell in Twilight is Edward wants to kiss Bella, Jacob wants to kiss her eggs.
Yeah, exactly. There you go. That tells you everything you need to know.
The most insane...
Oh, it's true madness.
Mm-hmm. But, it's an insane ending of anything.
Because aren't werewolves meant to be protecting humanity from vampires?
Could be. Very well could be.
Maybe it's an Antenna Boots. Which is actually a thing.
Yeah.
But now that I said it like that, I was like, oh no, I remember what you were vaguely remembering, but that is not
this. I don't know if that's what he was going for.
I was scared. It's just that, you know, vampires don't give a shit about werewolves because they're so beneath them.
Like how we hate ants. Like
and ants don't know we exist.
At all.
All like how wolves and bats are on the opposite end of the nature spectrum.
Yeah, but okay, let's shut up about that, because I think my city mouse, country mouse is where I'm landing, because a vampire, imagine for a second you're a vampire.
Done.
Oh, you live in a beautiful castle, you got brides, you're drinking blood out of a wine glass, you're making witty jokes.
I know you want me to imagine being Dracula, but I'm imagining being a Cullen.
Well, whatever, even
then. I was imagining being Nosferatu. I'm living in a sewer.
Okay. Oh no, this has gotten away from me.
And I'm just living in a fancy house.
Nevertheless.
My mom and dad aren't my real mom and dad, and all my brothers and sisters who aren't my real brothers and sisters and aren't each other's brothers and sisters are fucking.
Nevertheless.
I look like a rat boy.
I've graduated high school 30 times or whatever.
But imagine then in your castle, sorry, your lovely house.
My big house.
Or the sewers.
Yeah.
Your shithole.
A werewolf.
Yes.
In torn jean shorts.
Ugh.
Slathering shorts. At the mouth.
Yes.
Slobbering at the mouth.
Yes.
Growling. He enters your home. Who is this guy?
Yeah.
Who is this yokel fuck? Mm-hmm. What does he think he's doing?
Yeah.
I'm on the vampire's side.
I'm on your side here, Jack. Mm. Imagine that. You're right. I think it's all to do with fashion.
Yeah, okay. That's still okay.
All right, so now you're an erudite vampire.
Sure.
You know, you're in like pressed velvet, lovely crushed whatever it is. In a sewer. But you're wearing like
back into your velvet cloak caked in human waste.
Rats crawling on your feet, gnawing at your toes.
You are a vampire who has fallen on hard times.
But generally,
and
like,
I'm wearing a white t-shirt and an open black hoodie, jeans, Converse shoes.
You look at like a lot of the
my hair impossibly like, say, big.
Yeah. Interview with a vampire. Look how handsome both Tom Cruise and Brad Pitt are.
They're very
are.
Handsome. They look very good. And you're saying that the werewolf is
and
just...
And then, right, imagine them, very erudite, all looking amazing and sexy and jewels and everything. And then the werewolf enter in...
Daisy Dukes, effectively.
Just Daisy Dukes. Cut off jeans. And you're like, oh.
Well, yeah.
So,
to
make this less insane, you're saying it's... A classist system.
Yeah, it's class.
Exactly.
Vampires are wealthy. Werewolves, poor. They got to eat chickens from people's farms. Vampires get to eat, you know...
The farmer.
Yeah, exactly.
The wealthy farmer and their kids.
That's the class divide. Who gets to eat the farmer and who gets to eat the farmer's produce?
Yeah.
What does that tell you?
Yeah.
There you go.
It is straight up a class divide.
Yeah, it's a class issue.
This is, again, this is... being a recurring trend of this episode where something makes sense and then we say more things on top of it. And slowly, in a sense, I can see this already slipping. I needed to interject. She's like, yeah, it's class. That makes perfect sense. Like, yeah, who gets to eat the farmer? Who gets to eat the produce?
Yeah.
Human beings eat the produce.
Yeah, but if one of them ate the farmer, they'd be in charge.
Exactly.
Jackson.
We would respect that.
There he goes. Goodbye, logical answer. Cannibalism's a crime. We don't respect people that eat people.
If we were in a situation where people were eating people, okay? And the higher the person's status.
So if we're in a situation where this is
look, okay, hey,
fact,
hey,
then yes.
Yeah. So, all right, say you're in a revolution is happening, right?
French Revolution.
Say French Revolution. And so now give me
another detail that will absolutely make his argument wrong.
It's going to be good.
Cool, yes.
Maybe, it was the French Revolution.
Yeah,
whatever. Who is he up against? I don't know. Let's say King Louis. Sure. Say
King Louis from the Jungle Book.
Yeah. And say, for example, we're like,
not a person. So eating him is different. Shit. You fucked it.
Marie Antoinette.
Let them eat people.
Yeah. And so instead of whatever Robespierre did, he instead just ate Maria Antoinette.
Yeah.
We'd be like, what a powerful human being.
Absolutely.
They should be the king of France.
Yeah. Doja, come on. Imagine the world's ended. People have turned to cannibals.
Okay, so first you're like, imagine the French Revolution.
French Revolution. A subject I know nothing about bar one name, Robespierre. Now, imagine that, but a nightmare version.
Now imagine the end of the world.
Imagine the world's ended and some people are cannibals. And you live in a society where there's also farmers. But the cannibals are eating the farmers and you have to eat the cow. Oh, you clearly lower status than the cannibal eating the farmer.
Jackson.
Yes.
We live in a world where I do eat the cow. And if I wanted to commit crimes, I probably could eat a person.
Uh-huh.
I don't want to do that.
If you ate the person instead of the cow, I'd respect you more.
No, you
I
wouldn't.
I feel this says more about you than do.
All you've done here is say, imagine a situation where this insane thing I've said is the truth. Now, is that not the truth? And I'm saying, shut up. Nice try. Again, logical answer, gone. Disappeared.
What about and grab it back.
What about this theory? Okay.
werewolves, yes, Jackson.
Only werewolves some of the time. The rest of the time, they're chattel for the vampire. That's like if your dog was a...
Yes, Jackson? That's like if my dog was what?
If your dog was only your dog for one day every month.
Mm-hmm. And what are they the other times?
A human. Sorry, no, I guess a steak.
Yeah. Is it to do because vampires like dogs? They're like, who's a good boy? Oh no, now you're just a meal.
Well, I think the vampires maybe see them as a pretender, I suppose.
A pretender of a dog or a pretender of a meal.
They eat animals sometimes too. Well, they wouldn't care.
You're not a vampire in my dog situation. You're you.
I was gonna make him a vampire, but alright.
No,
but
even if you
were
me.
Even if you were a vampire. Steak. Yeah.
And it turns into a dog.
Yeah.
And then,
once a month.
But what if I eat it when it's a steak?
Then it dies.
You can have a couple of nibbles of the steak during the month and it won't die.
No, that's not. Okay. I have a steak.
Sure. Yes.
This steak does turn into a dog once a month. I don't know that.
Yeah.
No.
If I cook and eat the steak, does it act any differently to a normal steak?
No.
Then I won't even know what's a dog.
No, but you do know it becomes a dog once a month.
It smiles at you.
Yeah.
The steak has a face.
You met it as a dog. Okay?
And now I hate this dog because it turns into a steak.
Yeah. Because you were like, I thought I had companionship and now you're just food.
Yeah.
Is that why?
It's a human one day a month and the rest of the time it's a steak. And you're annoyed because you're like, you're not really a human. You're a steak.
Isn't that why humanity should hate?
No, because the vampire monster solidarity. The vampire is like, you're pretending to be a monster with me. Well, secretly, you're just a person.
Is that what they're doing?
Just like Dusha is like, you're pretending to be a person secretly, but really, you're just a steak.
And now a quick word from our sponsors. Also, plumbing is bad, but you're still listening to it and all. But did you know we produce at least 8 other podcasts? Like, maybe you wish it was just Jackson, and instead of his good friends joining him, it was his family. And instead of talking shit about pop culture, they were bumbling their way through answering listeners' questions and queries to the best of their ability. If this sounds like you, then why not head to sanspantsradio.com and search for Bailey Family Circus, our advice podcast that's far better than it has any right to be.
Okay. So they're annoyed because, like, if you were a dog full time, I'd like that. But you're not.
But the reason that he wants them to be a dog full time is he's like, you're a monster like me.
Yeah.
Monster.
So it's not to do with, like, hey, you're a dog, that's great. I get companionship.
No.
And now I'm like, ah, now you're nothing but the rest of those.
A vampire doesn't want companionship with a werewolf. Vampires do their own thing.
But then why do they want monster solidarity?
Well, they're just nice to know that there are other monsters out there.
So vampires are upset because they have a worse deal because they have to be vampires every day.
Could be.
Is it? So it's jealousy?
Oh, so that's not what you're saying.
No. I think I was pretty clear.
Is it jealousy?
No.
No, no, no. It's the opposite. It's it's kind of like
disdain.
You're, like,
you're the, okay, so vampires.
It's like being out and proud versus someone that only is out once a month.
Once a month, yeah.
And then hating them. It doesn't make sense.
A werewolf and a vampire, they're both monsters, right?
Oh, no, wait, maybe not. I get this. Because, like, again, the opposite of, like, you know, is they're not indifferent, they hate them. So they could, there's clearly, like, a lot of strong emotions
yeah,
there.
Yeah.
So it could have gone either way of loving and or hating. So you're right. You're right.
Oh,
it could just be, like, this whole, like, yay, monster solidarity. You're like me. This
yeah,
is great.
We're both monsters. We're feeding by human.
We're shunned by humanity. They all have. Ah, you're just a dude every
you've
other.
You've been a human this whole time. Pretender.
Yeah. You're
fake.
A pretender. Fake. Fake human. Fake
yeah.
monster.
Okay, yeah, that makes perfect sense. Except, what do vampires look like?
People.
And what do vampires often do?
Pretend to be people, but they're pretending.
Yeah, yeah, but they're,
you're,
they're,
this
yeah.
whole time you're saying
no.
you're pretending to
yeah.
be a person. So are vampires.
No, but they're pretending on purpose. Werewolves have no choice.
A werewolf
they have to pretend.
Basically is a human.
What are you saying?
Vampires can act like humans.
Werewolves. I don't know where he's gone. Werewolves are human, except for one time during the month.
But they're not.
Vampire, yeah, they're
still
a person.
Werewolves.
You cut them open, do they not bleed human blood?
No, they bleed werewolf blood because it's hotter.
Yeah, and a lot of people, like when you kill a human that's a werewolf, turn into a werewolf when they die.
Well, okay, what do you got? Throw that theory in the bin. What do you got? Come on.
Both species are proud and angry.
You they've... know no more than we do.
Well, no, because it could just be like the same food source. They're both alpha predators, like above humans in the food chain.
Yeah, but they
but
have
lion...
totally different
yeah.
hunting methods.
Lions and hyenas get along.
Yeah.
Yeah, but don't hyenas eat their scraps?
Yeah.
So, but...
But it's no, all, right. yeah.
There's a gazelle, human.
Yeah.
Yeah, frolicking through the savannah, walking through the city streets.
Yeah.
And a vampire comes down and sucks all the blood out, right? Leaves them on the floor.
I like then, that you lost the metaphor. That's cool. Is the vampire eating the hyena?
Shut up. Then the hyena comes along, werewolf, and then eats the meat.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Except... Wouldn't
done
well.
No, but they also have different. Vampires and werewolves have totally different hunting styles. A vampire is about it's about
seduction
and
trickery
and yeah. trickery.
You
yeah.
know, how, like when you want to fuck a cow.
No, so you don't actually want to.
Welcome to my home, cow. No, ooh, no. Would you like to have a sit on this sizzling couch?
No, ooh. You don't actually want to fuck the cow, though. You just trick the cow
yeah.
into
yeah,
wanting...
but by seducing
exactly.
The cow. Come in. Please. Enjoy.
Ooh, enjoy.
You aren't you a sexy cow?
Oh, I'm not hungry for any grass. Please.
Please.
Fill yourself
fill
up.
Yes.
And then you eat the cow.
Yeah.
No, but so a vampire uses seduction and trickery, but a werewolf is just like an all-out attack. So they're attacking different kinds of people.
But it's not necessarily because they integrate into society the same. It's just that one, when they unintegrate, so a vampire when it attacks is
yeah.
calculated, but when a when a werewolf attacks, it's chaos.
Yeah, but the vampire goes to a tavern, seduces someone, brings them back to their house, maybe feasts on them over the course of like a week.
Werewolf mm-hmm. usually knows full moon coming,
yeah.
so if werewolf also go to tavern,
mm-hmm.
that's not how typical werewolf attack.
Also,
werewolf waits till traveler on road,
yeah.
leap out of bush, eat horse and man.
Very simple.
Yum yum.
Also, sometimes werewolves don't even wait till full moon.
Yeah.
They just be wolf.
Yeah.
They choose.
They can pick. And
which
then they...
means that, going back to a previous statement, they're not pretending, they're not people.
They're not pretending.
That's like if a person could become a steak whenever they want. Yeah. Sorry, if a steak could become a person whenever it so desires.
And wouldn't that infuriate?
I'd be mad.
Infuriate a vampire because you're like, they can just turn into like a steak whenever, or a person whenever. Yeah. Whereas here I am, I gotta like, I can't even go out in the sun.
Yeah.
This sucks.
No. No.
Oh, maybe
the
that's it.
No. No. No, it's not. Whatever maybe, you're thinking, it's incorrect.
Maybe it's because a werewolf has fewer weaknesses than a vampire. Yeah. So in the monster lottery, the vampire got the rawer deal. A werewolf, silver bullets, and I can't think of anything else.
Well, it depends. Some werewolves you can just kill regular ways.
You're right. I think it's also because it's a lottery.
No, he's
imagine
not.
Being a vampire and being like, I got bit by a vampire.
Yeah.
And now you got bit by a werewolf and you're a werewolf. Why wasn't I bitten by a werewolf?
Yeah.
This sucks.
That would be better. Oh, garlic, I'm dead. Yeah. Running water, I'm dead. A cross, I'm dead. Werewolves don't care about religious iconography.
Because this isn't about, like, you know, I was born into it. Yeah. This is a choice made
you
by something. Like,
you get made by a vampire
or a werewolf. And I imagine being a vampire, you'd be jealous of that because you clearly want to be a werewolf.
Yeah.
It's jealousy. Jealousy.
Absolutely don't think that's true. In a lot of...
Time will tell.
Time will tell when I finish this sentence. In almost every pop culture situation, vampires are usually happy they're vampires or like somewhat conflicted, where every single werewolf I can think of hates being a werewolf.
Yeah, the tragedy of the werewolf is that they are a werewolf. Mm. They're like, I can't live a normal life.
Where vampires often either... In Twilight, do live a normal life, but with some differences.
Yeah.
Or they just live in a castle and don't care.
Okay.
Maybe it's because...
And still go to town.
Well, all
and
right.
Everyone's like, oh, it's a weird right. guy.
Okay.
They're not like, oh, a vampire.
Same argument, but flip it.
What? Werewolves wish they were vampires.
Yeah.
That I can agree with.
All right, so it is jealousy.
There you go.
It's
because a werewolf could be like, man... If I had a choice, I would have gotten bitten by a vampire. Yeah. But instead, I got bitten by a piece of shit werewolf, and now I'm a werewolf.
Maybe it feels better to be bitten by a vampire versus bitten by a werewolf. Maybe
why do we keep pleasant. Doing this? This whole episode where you're like, oh, this is... Rather than being like, this is a reason, what other reasons? We're like, here's a reason that works. Now, what if we just drag it down into the shit again? We spit on it a bit and now it's worse. And then we present it again.
Because imagine two different kinds of bites.
Yeah.
Just a bit on the artery and the neck.
Yeah.
Oh, you get your blood drained, makes you woozy. Feels kind of good.
Jackson.
Mm. Bit sexy.
You don't need to argue this for me. I know that being bitten by a vampire... Because... being bitten by a werewolf is like being attacked by a rabid animal.
Exactly.
<It's scary.
laughs> You get mauled.
Yeah.
It's not, it's not.
Exactly.
Vampires imagine, turn people on purpose. Yeah. Werewolves usually do it accidentally.
Absolutely. You're in bed, rolling around with, you know, what you just think is a normal person.
Nosferatu.
You brought
home an ugly dude.
You found a guy in the sewer, covered in human shit.
Eating a rat.
Yeah.
And you're like, I should fuck this.
I like his pointy two front teeth.
And in mid-coitus, they do a bit of a nibble on your neck. And you're like, ooh.
You're like, oh, horny.
And you're like, oh, what was that? Did you bite me or was that one of the rats that's still on you?
Werewolf.
And then you hear a screech and you don't know if it was a rat or Nosferatu.
Yeah, werewolf, you're out camping with your son. All of a sudden you hear howls. Run to the camper van, boy. Werewolf leaps.
A werewolf took my son.
Werewolf eats your kid and then leaps onto you and bites the shit out of your legs and crotch.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden you're a wolf man. Mm. Not as good.
If you kill the wolf that made you, do you become a man again?
That's what I've been led to believe. But doesn't work for vampires.
Another jealousy thing.
Yeah.
A werewolf can be like, I have a goal to be a human again.
But again.
Whereas a vampire is like,
yeah.
In what, where are you pulling this from?
My mind.
I mean, vampires, I think you could probably almost say the same thing.
Nah, there's more in pop culture about that with werewolves. Because I remember that episode of Futurama about a werecar.
Ah, he's got you there.
Destroy the original werecar.
One episode of Futurama. Twilight's not the case.
Yeah.
In what's the other wolf thing I was just thinking of?
I don't know, man.
I'm on your
Underworld,
brain.
Teen Wolf. Yeah, I'm sure. If
in Teen basketball Wolf, skills, vampires can't play basketball.
Vampires can't dunk. Play.
Vampires.
Vampires can't jump. It's so simple, Dusha. This vampires, fucking guy.
Vampires can jump and run very quickly. They'd be. Look, we'll do your favorite thing again. Flip it. Oh, makes sense. Werewolves good at basketball. Vampires better at basketball. Can run and jump better.
I reckon it's a lifespan issue. A vampire lives feasibly forever. Werewolf has a regular human lifespan.
Maybe it's got the lifespan of a dog.
Yeah, no, oh, no. That's so sad.
Look, big dogs live shorter than little dogs.
Like, is it just basically a jealousy thing on both situations?
Is it potentially a class issue?
Yeah.
And not habitat. What's the
environment?
No, the
house.
Society. Like, I was saying it before.
I don't know.
Shared hunting.
Predators. Apex.
Territory.
Encroaching
on each other's territories.
Yeah.
And then also, yes, similar hunting. Maybe it's those things.
So it's a class thing?
Yes.
Yeah.
Similar territory and hunting areas.
Territory issues and same. Same prey.
Yeah.
I still
think it's a bad wolf thing. I haven't really changed my opinion since the beginning.
I think it's a jealousy thing. I reckon they think that the grass is always greener on the other side, no matter what monster you might be.
Bats largely hairless. Wolf largely hairy.
Exactly. So if you're
bats are quite hairy.
If you are a vampire,
little, wolf big.
Yeah. If you're a vampire and you're like so smooth and you're like fuck, I wish I was hairy. And then you're a wolf and you're like fuck, I wish I was smooth. You always want what you can't have.
It's just nature with human legs.
That's the problem with it all. Grass always greener.
It's definitely the things I said.
Well.
You decide. Let us know in the comments.
Yeah, let us know in the comments.
Like and subscribe.
it's cool that this is the thing that's torn us apart.
If you would like any evidence of this, just pick anything that has both of these things in it. Watch it. Read it. And you'll be like,
yeah. I guess. Let us know what you think.
Yeah.
Tweet at douche13.
Yeah.
All his wrong theories.
Yeah.
We'd appreciate that.
If you just tweet, you've got old dogs are dead. Is that your dog?
Yeah.
It's always confusing.
Yeah.
And goddamn it, damn it. Just you don't even need to say anything except you are wrong.
Yeah.
Full stop. Just.
I think once somebody draws that Venn diagram I was talking about at the beginning, it'll all come pretty clear.
It'll be clear.
Yeah.
Yeah, at least we can all agree that I was right with the ants thing. And on that note, I've been Joel.
I've been Jack.
And I've also been Joel, and we've all lost our minds. Thanks for listening. And if you want to follow us on Twitter, you can find us at Sanspants Radio, or you can find us individually. I'm at douche13.
I'm at Old Dog the Dead.
And I'm at Goddammit Zammit.
If you want to hear our other shows, you can head to sanspantsradio.com and you'll find all our other content there. There's heaps. And if you want to support us, head to sanspantsplus.com. Thank you again for listening, and we'll see you again next time. Good night for now.
But not forever.
Kisses.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
Spin your passion into a business with Shopify and break sales records with the world's best converting checkout. Let's hear that one more time. The world's best converting checkout. Shopify's legendary checkout makes it easier for customers to shop on your website, across social media, and everywhere in between. Now that's music to your ears. Any way you spin it, you can be a smash hit with Shopify. Start your dollar a month trial today at shopify.com/records.
Life's better with American Family Insurance because our home policies help protect your dreams and come with peace of mind. Save up to 25% by bundling home, auto, and life. American Family Insurance. Get a quote, find an agent at amfam.com.
Products not available in every state. Discounts may not apply to all coverages on an auto or home policy. Discounts do not apply to life insurance policies. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating companies, American Family Life Insurance Company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Late bloomers tend to have more curiosity. They tend to have more resilience.
There's stories and mythology that this country has woven around black men.
This is the cavalry, right? These are the leaders, the hometown heroes and local leaders. And we are.
It's a survival mechanism to just be like worried of police.
What if everything we've been taught is just all wrong?
What's worth more than this fear right now?
And that rising after failure is part of the glory of being a human being.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.